Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from the book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 6. "Go in peace," the priest said, "for the Lord is watching over your journey." There are a lot of times where the word peace is used in Scripture. I mean, almost every time Jesus appears to his disciples after he's been raised from the dead, he begins with, "Peace be with you." And other times it's used as a greeting that you bring along with you to someone else. So-and-so send their peace. Still other times it means an absence of conflict, right? When two people meet, they come in peace. All of these are correct definitions in the biblical Greek and Hebrew, and yet it can be confusing to try to figure out which one is being used as we read. Peace to us often means some kind of calm, zen-like state where we have no fear and no worries and nothing is bothering us, which is completely not realistic sometimes, is it? But our own understanding of this word makes us confuse it with the idea of not being afraid. Now, having peace does not mean you never fear, you never worry, and you don't have bad crap happening all the time around you. Not even. Those things are a part of our lives. We all know this. We are living this. In today's verse from Judges, the word used for peace is the Hebrew word shalom. Now, it can mean peace, as in contentment, but also it can mean completeness or wholeness or soundness and health. So the Israelites are not so sure about this journey they're going on and they're freaking out. Anyone? Anyone been there? Anyone there right now? Life is hard. Bad things happen. Not for a reason, just because bad things happen. And sometimes they happen to me. And sometimes they happen to people I love. And sometimes they happen to people I don't love. So the Israelites are looking ahead at this road in front of them, this journey that they're on that is uncertain and scary and full of things they'd rather not experience. And they say to their priest, hey, can you ask God if we're going to be okay? Are we going to make it? Again, anyone been here? These people are definitely my people. I too just want to know what the end is going to be like. Am I going to be okay? Are the people I love going to be okay? And the priest, as priests do, doesn't give a super clear yes or no. Instead, the priest says to them, "Go in peace, for the Lord is watching over your journey." Now, I know that's not the answer they wanted. I know it's not really the answer you want either. But the priest essentially says that we can go through whatever is in front of us because we do not go through it alone. Notice how the priest doesn't say, "Stop being scared," or the priest doesn't say, "It's going to be okay." The priest doesn't even say, "There's nothing to worry about." The priest says, "Go in shalom. Go forward in soundness of mind, heart, body, and soul. Go in tranquility. Go in wholeness, in completeness." Not because everything's going to be perfect. Not because everything's going to turn out the way you want it to. Not because it's going to be easy or smooth or without any challenges. No, we go in shalom because God goes with us. Go in shalom means that God is watching over you, that you can go with a peace of mind and a tranquility of heart because you know that God goes with you. watching over you, protecting you. Now, there are a lot of ways the second part is translated, for the Lord is watching over your journey, or God is watching over you, or God is protecting you. There's many ways to translate that. But the point it makes is all the same. God goes with you. Everything might not be okay, but God goes with you. And that is a word I needed to hear today. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.